Let's move to what might be the single most technically striking story of the day. GPT 5.6 Sol Ultra has reportedly produced a proof of the cycle double cover conjecture. This is a PDF uploaded directly to OpenAI's CDN, and it's generated almost 400 comments on Hacker News, with mathematicians and computer scientists actively debating whether this is real.
For listeners who aren't graph theorists, and I'll count myself in that group, the cycle double cover conjecture is a problem in graph theory that has been open since around 1978. The conjecture states that for every bridgeless graph, there exists a collection of cycles that together cover every edge of the graph exactly twice. It sounds almost deceptively simple to state, but it has resisted proof for nearly 50 years, despite the efforts of some of the most accomplished mathematicians in combinatorics. It's not a famous to the general public problem like P versus NP or the Riemann hypothesis, but within the mathematics community, it has serious pedigree.
The HN discussion is fascinating and quite divided. There are commenters who appear to have genuine mathematical credentials who are going through the proof carefully, and the early reactions range from, "This looks like it could be real," to, "This has the hallmarks of a plausible-sounding but subtly flawed AI-generated argument." That tension is itself significant. One of the challenges with AI-generated mathematical proofs is that they can be syntactically valid, well-formatted, using correct terminology, structured like a real proof, while containing logical steps that don't actually hold. Verifying a complex proof takes time.
And this points to something that doesn't get discussed enough in mainstream SAST. AI coverage, the difference between generating something that looks like a proof and generating something that is a proof. Formal verification tools like Lean or KQ can mechanically check proofs, but the AI would have to generate output in those formal languages, which is much more constrained than producing a PDF that reads like a proof. Until this goes through serious peer review by experts in the specific area of combinatorics, the appropriate response is careful skepticism combined with genuine curiosity.
If it does hold up, the implications are worth thinking through. Mathematical proof has traditionally been the domain where human reasoning is most irreplaceable. The creative insight needed to find a novel approach, to see a connection between distant areas of mathematics, to have what Poincaré called the aesthetic sense that guides mathematical discovery. If AI systems are genuinely producing correct proofs of significant open problems, that shifts our understanding of what these systems are doing when they reason.
Connected to that, there's the AI 2040 Plan A project also trending today, which has generated 290 comments. This appears to be a scenario planning exercise, a structured attempt to think through what the AI landscape looks like by 2040 under a specific set of assumptions. The HN community is engaging with it seriously, which tells you something about the appetite for longer horizon thinking in the technical community, which tends to be more near-term focused.
What's interesting about the Plan A framing is the implication that there are alternate plans, that we're at a point where multiple qualitatively different futures are still live possibilities, not just variations on a single trajectory. Some of the HN commenters are building on the document, some are critiquing its assumptions about capability timelines, and some are raising governance questions that the document may not fully address.
On the more immediately practical side, Xiaomi has posted detailed technical work on inference optimization for their MIMO V2.5 model, specifically pushing what they call hybrid SWA efficiency, sliding window attention combined with other optimization techniques. This is the unglamorous but critically important work of making AI models actually run efficiently at scale.
Hybrid SWA is interesting because it addresses one of the fundamental computational bottlenecks in transformer-based models, which is the quadratic scaling of attention with sequence length. Sliding window attention limits each token to attending only to a local window of context, which reduces computation significantly, but you need careful engineering to avoid losing important long-range dependencies. Xiaomi's work on MIMO V2.5 represents a serious attempt to push the efficiency frontier, and it's notable that this is coming from a hardware company rather than a pure software, AI lab. They have strong incentives to make models run well on their own chips.
There's also the Silent Speech Project from Aleph Neuro, which is using ultrasound to enable speech without audible vocalization. 32 comments, but genuinely interesting technology, using ultrasound transducers to detect the movements of vocal tract structures when someone is mouthing words silently. The potential applications range from accessibility tools for people with speech impairments to privacy-preserving voice interfaces in public spaces. The HN community has dug into the signal processing challenges involved, and the comment thread is a good read.